BEX.com.
Digging deeper on healthcare, a yard sale of sorts, because we're broke and we need to make some money, and Alabama tackling immigration. Just some of the things we're going to talk about in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are safe and sound and getting to roll into another weekend. Of course, I say this often, there isn't the traditional work week for most people anymore. You know, 9 to 5, that's kind of out the window, isn't it? People work lopsided hours, or woohoo, to all the third shifters. We're all on the third shift right now. And do you realize that I checked on the statistics, there's at least 27 million of us just in the United States. Because, of course, any place else outside the borders, good morning to all of you in China and in the UK and in Australia and some other parts of the world. In Norway, we have people listening to us. They're drinking their coffee right now as they listen to America Tonight. Kind of cool, huh? Starting their day, and we are topping off our day. The miracle of radio. That's why I love, 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 love doing America Tonight. So thank you for welcoming me into your homes. And thanks for participating in our straw poll. We decided we would do one for ATN. And the emails especially are pouring in. Some of you have called as well. Throughout the show, you are welcome to kick it in at 800-259-5791. I said this many times, but right from the get-go, Herman Cain seems to be leading. I'll give you the official numbers at the end of the hour. Ron Paul, a very close second. Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, not really anywhere to be found in this. A few votes here and there, and Michelle Bachmann, a handful of votes too, but it's in the America Tonight listening audience, it's between Herm Cain so far and Ron Paul. Now, if you're listening to me and say, well, that's ridiculous. I like John Huntsman. I like Newt Gingrich, Dale in Illinois. He's beside himself. He loves Newt Gingrich. So you might be like Dale, and you want to see him keep pushing on because you really believe he ought to be the guy. We're taking your temperature. It's unscientific, just like all of the straw polls are anyway. So we thought it'd be fun to do it. And instead of just making it one night or a couple of days, let's see. I'm going to do the bar graph for you. Let's chart this thing out for 3 weeks. We've got 1 week in the books. Let's see how almost in the books. We'll see how the other 2 weeks play out. So you still certainly have plenty of time to weigh in on that. All right, as I said, we're going to start with some of the interesting, I think, volumes of information that's now being reported and has been about what's going on with healthcare. Because last Friday meant 1.5 years since the president's health care plan passed, if you remember. 1.5 years. So where are we now? Look in your wallet. Stealing a line from a credit card commercial. Look at what your health card says. And I hope you don't have to use it too often, because unfortunately people are duped by some of what is covered and what's not covered. But this isn't even about that. It's just the insurance itself. So now, as more parts of the healthcare law start to be implemented, things are really going to change. And I think a lot of you are going to be sadly, sadly upset at how disastrous it is. I mean, I wish I could paint a rosier picture, but even Milliman, you know, the Milliman, where they do insurance, they're looking at premiums for people. They're looking at retirements, right? Milliman's looking at retirements. They handle a lot of retirements for companies. They put out a report for the Ohio Department of Insurance that showed that the health care law, the new one, will cause individual health insurance premiums in Ohio, in that state, to increase by 85%. And they calculated that Ohio's health insurance exchange, that they renamed Affordable Insurance Exchanges, whatever, will cost between $19 million and $34 million a year. So, you know, a health exchange was one of the things they were really pushing in Washington when I was in Washington, and I was asking questions about the health insurance. I kept asking about the exchanges. And they made it seem like the various people that I had talked to that this exchange, this is Mecca. You get in the exchange, don't you worry, because you're not going to get blindsided by crazy costs. But it seems to be quite the opposite, right? Now, every state has to be on track to have their own exchange set up by 2014. Otherwise, it means the federal government, and we know how much we like that, is going to have to run an exchange for the state. But running an exchange, and this is what I found out a year ago, is a huge deal. It's a huge, huge undertaking. Unsuccessfully so far. Because these states aren't even doing their own. Only 13 states have passed exchange legislation into law. So the federal government is going to have to run a whole bunch of state exchanges. We're almost into 2012. So do the math. Oh. And, of course, there's the high-risk pools. That's pre-existing conditions that people might find it hard to get health insurance. So a high-risk pool is an insurance plan for people who can't get coverage because of those conditions. And there was $5 billion set aside to subsidize this in every state, supposedly. But they're going to run out of money because there's so many people in need. That's just a little bit of the ugly. And that's just really, I focused on Ohio because Milliman put out that information. And I thought it was, some of it was things that people don't understand. 55 to 85% when premiums go up. Who do you think is going to have to bite the bullet on that when that happens with employers? Obviously, the employers. This is what we're talking about when we say the pinch of small business. It's not imagined. It's not a left or a right thing. It's just what it is. It is what it is, right? In fact, states are so pinched and they have so many other things that they're concerned about. This is why some of them won't kick in that legislation with the exchanges. Like in California, you know, talk about getting blood from a stone. The California prisons are so ridiculously overwhelmed, they say they have to overhaul everything, that they're just going to have to cut inmate time behind bars. So starting this Saturday, woohoo, something to look forward to, Californians, what they're calling low-level and white-collar criminals will serve out sentences in county jails. And it's called prison realignment. So thieves and the such will go to different jurisdictions, to different places, and let's see what happens to the state's recidivism record. Right now, as it stands, nearly 7 of every 10 ex-cons, let me say that number again, 7 of every 10 ex-cons are returned to state prison after committing a new crime. And let's be honest, we don't think about those numbers, right, folks, until it happens to you, until somebody steals your F-150, your truck, your baby truck that's right there, just right outside of the garage, happened to somebody I know in a so-called nice neighborhood. Took the tow truck down the alley, poof, and that truck was gone. Yeah, those cats, they're getting released on Saturday to hang out in the county jail for a while. Checking the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
His boy standing on a corner, somebody please help me. I'm just a ghetto child.
Couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, with both of your eyes wide open as you pump yourself full of coffee, we have our great game, Nail the Score, coming up in our third hour of America Tonight. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing the lottery. No, you're not going to win $113 million like the Mega Millions number is up to, if you happen to guess the right numbers there. But you don't have to pay any money either. And you just have to throw out a numerical guess and the team that you think is going to win. How easy is that? Come on, could it get any easier? And the answer is, of course it couldn't. A baby could do it almost. Well, not a baby. A young child, let's say. Which means don't call in with your three-year-olds and get them to try to guess. That's not an invitation for that to happen. Well, each and every show, of course, I'm always telling you that if you want to vent, you need to send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on the email. And many of you have done the straw poll thing that way. So without further ado, let's go to the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! All right, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. He says, hi, America Tonight, and hi to all the listeners across the country. Sometimes I hear you call out Connecticut and Sam or Ken or other people there. Of course, you always point to Sam in Montreal, and I heard you mention Dale in Illinois a few times and several of the other people who called the show, Mark in New York. I'm not just pointing out your listeners, Kate. I want them to know what it's really like to live in Texas now these days. I just read a prediction that says the drought in Texas might last up to 9 years. Can you imagine? Right now, it's estimated that 25 million people live in the Lone Star State. Do you think a lot of the carpetbaggers will start to leave? And even some Texans themselves who can't stand it any longer, because this is going to be plain ugly, sister. And who knows with the fires or with the houses what that will look like. Thoughts? Okay, so my thoughts are it's very scary. It's very scary because what happens is in some of these areas, and I've seen lots of pictures of it, I have seen cracks in the ground, but not the kind like at the lake beds. I have to go out to a lake because I want to see what that looks like, but a lot of the lakes are drying up, so all it's just cracked earth. That's all you're seeing. And that's scary. What is it causing? Well, brown lawns, $5 billion in damages, fires, farmers are in trouble, ranchers are in trouble. And to say 9 years, it's time to head for the hills. You know, 95% of the state is listed as being in either severe or exceptional drought. That's what they're saying. That's the Department of Agriculture. Your dollars at work, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they have a drought monitor. What would that position be like? Oh, let's go measure the drought in Texas. But it's no joke. I mean, not when they're saying that the worst recorded drought they ever had was in the 50s, from 1950 through 57. And so that's why they created artificial lakes all over the place, because they needed water. Because the population, and see, the population then would have been 13 million, 15 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. But there's now over 25 million. He's right about that. So much harder. And you think of the fires that we talked about, where you're seeing that almost 4 million acres were destroyed and 3,000 homes. And, yeah, I mean, the rainfall is 20 inches off. And usually September, October, you'll get rain. It is. It's just dry. It's just dry. So I hope they're wrong. I hope that there's not going to be a 9-year drought in Texas. And I think that, yes, yeah, some people will skedaddle maybe because they won't be able to take the heat and the cracks in the foundation. Because did all of you know that? I mean, I don't care if you are. As he pointed out, the various people across the country that he's heard on the show and noticed where the states were kind of all over the place. Did you know that you're supposed to water your foundation? And anybody who lives with severe temperatures, I guess you do know that. But that's what you stand there and you water the foundation. Yeah, I found that out a little bit late in the game for what was happening with my place. But that's what you have to do. You don't get those doors that get stuck. It is, it is pretty scary, I have to say. All right, let's move on to this one. This comes to us, from Eileen, who says, Kate, I'm going to give you a curveball because I hear you talk about coffee a bunch. And occasionally I've seen you when I've gone to the website and you're drinking coffee. So I assume that you like to drink the stuff. And I just wanted to warn you that I saw something on the tube the other day that coffee is very addicting. And we are a nation of coffee addicts. They say that in the U.S., we consume 400 million cups of coffee each and every day. And you are adding to that total. Okay. And unfortunately, your point. Here's the thing. You know what the downside of coffee is? You want a real kick in the pants? Sometimes we play that Dean Martin song, coming in and out. The real kick in the pants is this, or kick in the head, he says, is that coffee, if you go and buy it, is ridiculously expensive. For a pound of coffee, you're paying, you know, in some cases, $10, $10.50, $12. I sell it for $12 somewhere. And it wasn't some great Godiva gourmet deal. It seemed like an ordinary coffee to me. I mean, time for some Folgers and to throw some Cremate in it with French flavoring. I don't know. Because it's It's not bad for you, though, if that's where she was going with it. From everything that I can read, coffee, like anything else, I'm sure if you drink 15 pots a day, it would be terrible. You'd have the jitters all over the place. But it's not harmful that I know of. I've heard that a little bit of coffee is good for you. I don't drink that much, maybe 2 cups a day, if that. Probably 2 cups a day is what I drink. But it is a big time for it is a big deal to drink coffee now. I think part of that is because of Starbucks and coffee houses, and, you know, not that people didn't drink coffee decades ago, but now you're going out and drinking that coffee, or people are running around and, you know, drinking the coffee. So that's probably partially what it is. And there's more people. For goodness sake, 4 million cups. I mean, how many people do we have in the country? So you multiply those numbers, it makes sense that it would be higher. So 86% of Americans, though, get their morning coffee from supermarkets, and they do pick up the old standbys, meaning the Folgers, the Blue Can, the Maxwell House. And I can tell you why they're doing that, because of how much it costs. It's so expensive. You know, we were going to have coffee here in America tonight, and my pal in New Hampshire was talking to somebody about getting a special brand of coffee made for America tonight, and I guess they're still working on that. And for you, the listeners, we'll make sure that we give you a break, because I know everybody's struggling. It'll only cost you $15 a pound. No, I'm just kidding. It would be way cheaper than what's at the supermarket, or why bother? I mean, come on, why bother? By the way, they also threw it the tail. She also threw it in the tail of the end of the email, asking me, did I like my coffee black, or did I put something in the coffee? And then just wrote, just curious. And I do. I put milk in. I put skim milk in the coffee, or other stuff, and not the fancy shots of vanilla liqueur or whatever people are doing. I just have a little milk and some sweet and low, I think is what I put. A little bit of sweet and low, anyway. And also, I'm going to say this, too, that Harvard did a study that found that moderate coffee drinking could prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes and Parkinson's. That's pretty good news, huh? Parkinson's? Coffee helps Parkinson's? Yeah, who knew? Who knew? But then, of course, they'll probably come back and tell us that there's something just awful and wrong with coffee. Mm. All right, so you know what to do. Once again, that's our mailbag segment. If you have any thoughts, you can always shoot them to us, americatonight.net. Click on the email. It's so easy. A monkey can do it.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let me tell you the tale here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So here's the scoop. Ever been to Bama? I like people from Alabama. I do. They are tough, and they will dig their heels in when they think they're right. So quickly, let me tell you this. Here's what happened. Alabama's strict new immigration law was upheld Wednesday by a federal judge, remember? And it requires the cops to jail anyone who can't prove if they are in the country legally. So that law, most of that law went into effect immediately. So you got civil rights, immigration advocacy groups now that filed an appeal on Thursday after what happened with the judge so that that ruling wouldn't stand. The groups, along with the president's administration and church leaders and others, say it's just a discriminatory, ridiculous law. And of course, I'm paraphrasing. I read ridiculous several times. But this reminds you very much, I'm sure, of Arizona and what happened in Arizona. Of course, that didn't kick in because of the Justice Department suing and other people throwing in lawsuits, but really the government going after Arizona. So let's burn through some more money on both sides of this thing, right? And the Chief U.S. District Judge Sharon Blackburn ruled that in the state of Alabama, they could begin requiring public schools to determine the legal residency of children, too. And she gave the green light for police to detain people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally if they can't, you know, show their documentation, as I said. So the Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and a few other Republican types say that the judge's decision is a major victory because they're trying to stop illegal immigration in their state. It is killing them economically. They cannot continue to coddle people who are in the country illegally. It is sinking the state of Alabama. Here's Governor Bentley.
It would not have been necessary to address this problem if the federal government would have done its job and enforced the laws dealing with this problem.
Yeah, and it's not lost on the common man in Alabama. Everybody has an opinion on this. This guy does not agree with what Bentley had to say.
Everybody's scared, you know, and I don't know what happened tomorrow, next day, but it's hard.
You know, this is going to sound hardcore and harsh, but good for Alabama for having the guts to stand up for this one. I mean, come on, really. Because they are sinking and the governor is right. Hey, you won't do anything? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Mark in New York, hello.
Yeah, I read that article in the Wall Street Journal. I was going to bring that up, but there was something on the opposite page that had the GOP is fretting that they want votes for the Hispanics, and they were hoping that the immigration issue would sort of go away during the debate.
Yeah.
But you're right. Sooner or later, your country has to take a stand and ask, what are we going to allow to put up with the people in the prisons and the fact that they're getting their allowed federal and state benefits without any oversight? It's just you have to tackle the problem somewhere. And what are we called? We're called insensitive or xenophobic or racist or everything else. And, you know, you just said it. You have to be strict. So you're right in that sense. And, you know, there was another article about La Raza and what they really mean to the country that was, but that's not why I call. I just want to say this really quick to your audience, because you know only 1.5 to 2% of callers ever bother to call. That's why you always hear my big mouth and the same people over and over. But I just want to say this to America that's listening. You should call in to Kate no matter what you think, what you believe, because this woman and her call screener are some of the coolest people on radio. I've called a lot of talk shows. Some people won't let you on if you agree or if you disagree. They kind of make fun of you. They cut you off. They don't give you time. This woman is dynamite, and that's why I know she's been on the air these last years. This is a tough business, and she does a hell of a radio show, so you should call in no matter what. And, you know, we should hear from a lot of different people. I had to get that out because this is what I want to bring up because you always give me time, and here I go again. On the same article, page A10 of today's Wall Street Journal, it says, Mexico fears a rise of vigilante justice. Did you see that?
Yes.
What we have now called, let me just give you a little background. When the CIA killed Pablo Escobar, it was supposedly Los Pepes, that the group that with the CIA's help killed him. All right. Los Pepes grew out of the carnage in Colombia. Now, Los Pepes was former military office. What we have going on in Mexico is the Zetas, which are former police and military, working with the drug gangs. Now, this vigilante justice, we have Mara Zetas, a group supposedly to fight the Zetas, which are working with the drug gangs. And right. Here's the scary thing. Remember when some government organization called Pakistan and Mexico a failed state about a year ago, and
yes.
Calderon went through the roof?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you read this article, I don't have time because I know reading is a bane of talk radio, but they're frightened. This Mexico is a failed state.
Yes,
you have,
it is.
You have, and all this also, listen, if you look at the photograph, there's about 35 guys with all these automatic weapons.
I saw
wearing
it.
Hoodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them guns came from Operation Fast and Furious?
Oh, yeah, and look what happens. Nobody is accountable for that. They get promoted, and
right.
Everyone all the way up the chain, even though we have on tape Eric Holder
yes.
saying in 2009 that they were doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I want to give you a kiss. The guy lied through his teeth. There is no way other Homeland Security, all other the Alphabet organizations knew about it. The president knew about it.
Yeah.
And that's why I bless you, because a lot of people would cut me off because they just don't want the American people to realize that what's going on here. And this guy that wrote it for New York Post said it could have been a larger agenda to be rein in the Second Amendment and anti-gun issue. But he also said, is it possible, how horrific, that the CIA may be working with these people to arm one drug gang against the others. But
yeah.
America, your taxpayers' money went to buy these guns. This
yes.
government's doing this. And this is why some people call and say, well, he's all anti-Obama. I have two books I got from the library today. One right here called Dark Alliance by Gary Webb, who writes about the CIA trafficking drugs into the L.A. I got that from the library.
Right.
And I also got None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And listen, when I was a kid, all I heard was Iran-Contra, the Contras against...
Yeah.
It was true. They ran the guns back then, all right? So
yep.
I didn't know it, but look, some people say, well, you
history.
Have to run Republicans. It's still going on.
Yeah, history
now we have a Democrat
itself.
Party instead of the Reagan, the Republicans.
Yeah.
It's a freaking farce, Kate, and we're told to sit to the side and shut up and don't make a big stink.
I know.
It's still going on. This total criminal government that's going on here, and oh, man, it's
I'm
so angry. I love you, baby. Thanks.
I know. Thanks. A lot of people that are aware of it, that's why you saw that in the Wall Street Journal, and that's why it's not about Republican or Democrat with this issue. You have to be concerned, because he's right. It is taxpayer dollars that are being thrown into these guns and then showing up in Mexico, and we know that now. And now with the two gangs that are armed, as he says, going after each other, where are they getting those guns? Ken in Connecticut. Hello.
I heard what he said, and I remember bringing up the Fast and Furious also. Probably about 3 weeks or so, and I talked to you about it for a while, and we were talking about it, about who was it, Holder,
mm-hmm.
I believe what the last caller said about that, somebody's got to be held accountable about it, because this is just ridiculous, because, you know, all these people from the left are getting away with this, and, you know, I don't care if it's Republicans, if it's an independent,
yeah.
or somebody from the left. And I also wanted to mention, I don't know if you ever watched, I don't know if you watch TV too much, but there's this book that just came out. It's out from Bill O'Reilly. It's about Lincoln and why he died, and he knew he was going to die, and it's final days and stuff like that, and it's supposed to be one of the top releases out there.
You know what? I heard that book is really good. I'm fascinated by it. I'm a person who likes history, Ken, and I'm fascinated by the exploration of that. There have been a ton of books written about Lincoln, but not the way O'Reilly's writing it. I would be curious to read that. I probably will read that, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to it. I just want to go to a nearby, I got a library right down the street from me, and I just have to read that book, because I just enjoy listening to that guy, and he is so realistic, and I love when he gets Miller on the show, because those two are just two peas in a pod, and those guys are funny, and they're going to be up in Mohegan Sun. I'd love to see him up in Mohegan Sun, because he is just one of the funniest guys, and he was on Late Night with Jon Stewart the other night, and he was talking about the $16 muffins.
I know. You know, actually, Dennis Miller, I get Dennis Miller. I like his sense of humor, too. I liked him, Ken, even when he did, even though it wasn't a great fit, I liked him when he did football. Remember when he was doing Monday Night Football? Because he was being, his dry sense of humor and his sarcasm, I thought, added something to it, but it didn't really work for, I think it didn't work for the mass audience, but he definitely works when I've seen his shots on Riley, and of course he does a radio show, too. Ken, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the flip side, as promised, the straw poll. Where are we going with all of this? And what do the numbers look like so far after week one? Hang with us. That's coming up.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Well, it's down party and confused. Because baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plain mistakes that chances go around.
See, it's two more weeks to be a part of our straw poll here on America Tonight. You know, all these states are doing it, so I figured, why not put the burden on us? Who do you think? You have no choice. You got to vote in the next couple of weeks, period, end of story. We're not going to drag it all the way out until next year, next November. So who should be president? And you can say Obama. Listen, it's like Mark said. It, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. I always invite everybody to this show. We're not excluding anybody from the overnight highway of pleasure. Or it could be pain, because you're trying to get rid of your pain. You're trying to vent, I think, when you pop on or when you listen. All right, this is pure pain for me. Before we go to the straw numbers, I'm telling you, I think that the Gambino crime family somehow was doing consulting work for Bank of America. It turns out now that Bank of America is going to charge you $5 a month for using your debit card, for debit card purchases. Yep. I mean, we are a nation of plastic, but a debit card, that's money, right? You walk around with a debit card. So they're going to start doing that unless you are a premium account holder, in other words, rich. If you have a ton of money in Bank of America, then they're not going to charge you because they don't want to lose you. You're one of their important customers. If you're the average schmo, get ready for this to happen. They're not going to do it until next year, so breathe a little sigh of relief. You still have October, November, December for free, and then they kick you in the teeth with it in January. I say that because they're always adding fees on. That's what Bank of America is good at doing. And they're whining because what they're saying is they're making the change since the interchange fees that are paid by the businesses, the merchants, what they call swipe fees, that whole business is drying up for them. Oh, how sad. The Federal Reserve Board ruled in June that the swipe fees would be halved. So they went from 44 cents to 24 cents per transaction. That's what, you know, whoever has to pay that, the grocery store, Target, where you might have run into Michelle Obama, the first lady, she was at Target again. The swipe fee, that's what they get. So now they're going to get less, so they're going to pass it on to all of us. The new rule, that new rule, kicks in October 1st. So the Bank of America is not putting it to us until January, but they say they're going to lose $2 billion because of the change. So they're going to shift it on to us. They're shifting the cost onto our backs. And they actually released a statement. I think I saw a statement somewhere, and this is what made me think of this. Yeah, they trotted out their spokeswoman. When you're a big company, you hire someone for hundreds of thousands of dollars to be your mouthpiece. And her name is Ann Pace. So what Ann Pace said is the economics of offering, I'm going to read it exactly. I want you to hear this, America. So you know, if you have a Bank of America debit card and you pull it out in January, just remember you're going to get charged $5, so multiply that by 12. And that's just one fee. The economics of offering a debit card have changed with recent regulations. We've decided to introduce a monthly fee for customers who use their debit cards for purchases. The price of a debit card was previously determined by the amount and type of transactions. We were able to pass some of these costs along to merchants. But because of regulatory changes, blaming the government, we are adjusting our prices to reflect today's economics. Give me a break. Do you love that last part? We are adjusting our pricing to reflect today's economics. I just wish everybody would flee Bank of America, except for all the rich people, because then they'd have to add the fees onto them. And go to some other bank where they're not going to charge you that. Pump it into the local banks. If you have a decent one and they can throw you a decent bone, pump it into those banks. That's ridiculous. Give me a break. So they blame the government. They're going to throw it on your back. So what, we're going to have to run around with cash, run to the ATM, get the cash, then go buy the thing. They say the great news is, though, because of course there has to be great news, is that the fees are going to allow Bank of America to offer fraud protection, overdraft prevention, record keeping, fraud monitoring, and savings programs. Yay! Oh, and by the way, like I just mentioned, you'll still be able to get cash at ATMs and use online bill paying for free. Oh, thank goodness. So if you don't make any debit purchases in a month, in any given month, you don't get the fee. I can tell you right now, I'm going to switch from Bank of America. Sorry, Bank of America, you lost my business. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They won't lend a dime to anyone. They're scared to death, and they keep charging us more. They keep finding clever. They're like the airlines. What clever ways can we charge people more? If you've flown lately, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. When you go to the gate, next time I'm gonna give you all a little fun assignment because you'll be bored to death when you're at these airports anyway. And for some of you, especially that fly a lot, if you're flying to LaGuardia or JFK or out of there, or you're flying in LAX or in Atlanta or Chicago or in a small airport somewhere, wherever it is, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. When you're at the gate and you see the plane come in, check what kind of plane it is, because there are always different planes. If it's a small route, you're going to get the same standardized small jet. Like there's an Embraer, it's called. It's a Brazilian plane. I like it. That's a good thing. If you get to a gate and it's that, you're going to have plenty of room, leather seats. It's awesome. But then sometimes you get these bigger body planes that used to be great. You had tons of room. Now they ripped out seats so they could squish people in and charge more for premium seats. So when you go to book your ticket, you'll always see this because they always want to charge you more. So they'll say stuff like, to upgrade to an aisle seat, it'll cost you $20 more or whatever. I mean, it's crazy, but they nickel and dime you to death. By the time you're done, your ticket and everything they charge you, you're out like $500-$600. Come on. I mean, I'll just sit in the jump seat. How much does a car cost to sit in a jump seat with the flight attendant? I'll do that. Brian in Missouri, hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I'd like to chime in on the Bank of America fees.
Yeah.
I think they are basically trying to tell people go elsewhere, or we're going to take every penny and dime we can get out of you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, because of course people are going to use their debit cards. And what, are they going to run and get cash every single time? That was the idea. They wanted us to use debit cards in the first place. And why? Because they were getting swipe fees.
Plus, on top of that, there are some stores that won't take a check, but they'll take your debit card. And I think they're just asking more and more people to go to either credit unions or the small community banks because they're getting too big for their own good.
I agree with you. If you know a good credit union, boy, that is the way to go, because I think you'll get better rates, and if it's good, you'll be much more satisfied, because the banks that used to be very service-friendly, and I understand if they get hit with certain things, but I'm not buying it anymore. I think they're just trying to crucify us. It's crazy.
And this theory on they're too big to fail, if they're too big to fail, why are they charging us for every nickel and dime they can come up with?
I agree. Absolutely. Because they want to get every dollar in that door that they can get and pay everybody in the top portion of that company as much money as they can in bonuses, and it doesn't matter, because if you're the little guy, thanks Brian, I'm glad that you chimed in on the B of A thing. If you're the little guy and you just have paychecks, I don't care what it is, let's say every 2 weeks you're depositing $1,700, $1,400, whatever it is, you're depositing whatever your paycheck is, and then you go back and do that again, I mean, and so you have a little bit of money and you're almost living paycheck to paycheck, they're just going to stick it to you. I mean, if you have $250,000 in there, I guess they're not going to worry about the $5 a month debit fee. All that stuff adds up. 5 times 12, do the math.